안녕하십니까? 2019학년도 11월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2019학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Emma, are you coming home this Friday?
Yes, Dad. I've finished my midterms and I want to see you and Mom.
That's great. Will you take a train when you come home?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How was the apple festival yesterday?
It was fantastic. I made pies and jam from the apples that I picked. I took a lot of pictures too.
Sounds like it was fun. I wish I had been there. Let me see the pictures.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'm Daniel Hopper from the administration office. I'd like to announce the opening of a new bicycle parking facility. More and more students bike to school and have difficulty finding safe and easy parking spaces. So, it's important that we provide a bicycle parking facility that allows our students to park their bicycles safely and conveniently. Construction on a bicycle parking facility next to the library is now complete. Starting next Monday, students can leave their bicycles at this facility. It's free and available on a first-come, first-served basis. If you have any further questions, Please feel free to contact the administration office.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jack, are you ready for your trip?
Yeah, I'm almost done.
Great. Did you buy travel insurance?
Travel insurance? Do you think I should buy it?
Of course. You don't want your trip to be ruined by unexpected emergency bills.
Does that really happen?
Sure, it happens. One of my friends got injured during a trip and spent a lot of money at a hospital.
In that case, It would be helpful to have insurance.
Yeah. For me, last time I traveled, I lost my cell phone and the insurance covered it.
That's amazing. I didn't know insurance covers that kind of stuff, too.
See? You'd better buy it before you go on your trip.
Yeah, you're right. I think I should.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, James.
Hello, Miss Collins.
I've wanted to talk to you about one of your paintings.
My paintings? Which one?
The work you submitted in my art class last week. I was so impressed by your drawing technique, the way you show the objects.
Thank you for the compliment, Miss Collins. I tried to make them look realistic, just like a photo.
You did an excellent job. As your art teacher, I recommended your work for the school art festival. The other art teachers agreed.
That's amazing! Isn't it next month?
Yes. So, why don't you think of a title for your painting?
Okay. Is that for putting a tag on the painting?
Yes. The title will help other students understand your work.
Thank you so much, Miss Collins.
6번, 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Lily, I heard that you got your own place to live.
Yeah, I finally got a place of my own. I have a picture. Do you want to see it?
Sure. Oh, I like the striped curtains.
Thanks. I got those striped curtains on sale.
I see. There is a pair of headphones on the wall above the electronic piano. What are they for?
I use them when playing the piano so I don't disturb my neighbors.
How considerate of you! What's the plant under the clock?
Isn't it nice? I received the plant as a housewarming gift. I also got the round table as a gift from my family.
How nice! The round table really ties the room together. Oh, the lamp next to the bed is similar to mine.
Really? It's so useful when I read in bed.
Right. I wish I had a room like yours.
Thanks.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter, the parent-teacher conference is tomorrow. Is there anything left for us to do?
I think we're ready for it.
All right. Let's have one last check. Did you hang the banner?
Yes, I did this morning. What about the handouts for parents?
I printed them out and stapled them, too.
Great. Last time, the microphone wasn't functioning well.
I know. I checked and also prepared spare microphones, just in case.
Good. You're going to use a projector, right?
Yes. I need to show some charts on the screen.
Then I'll check the projector right away.
Thanks. Oh, did you buy snacks to put on the table?
Oh, no! I totally forgot about the snacks.
Don't worry. I'll buy them on my way home after school.
Thanks. It's all set then.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 커피 박람회에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Sandy. What are you doing?
I'm watching this video on how to make coffee. This is so interesting.
Oh, I'm into coffee nowadays.
Are you? I like tasting the flavors of different coffee beans.
Really? I've heard that the coffee fair is being held downtown. Do you want to go there with me?
That would be really fun. When are you going?
This Saturday. Are you available?
Oh, no. I'm not.
Why? Do you teach your baking class on Saturdays?
No, it's only on weekdays. On Saturday, my family planned to participate in the local flea market.
Flea market?
Yes. We'll sell cookies and donate the profits to kids in hospitals.
Oh, that's kind of you. We can go next time then.
(9번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Rock Bowling Center. How may I help you?
Hi, we'd like to do some bowling here.
All right. How many people are you with?
We're a group of four.
Okay. Since we have a special event today, you can enjoy unlimited bowling all day for $20 per person.
That's amazing. We'll all do that. What about shoes? We didn't bring bowling shoes.
You can rent shoes of any size, and they're $5 per person.
Then we'll rent four pairs of shoes.
Okay. So that's admission fees and renting shoes for four people.
Right. Can I use this coupon for a discount?
Sure. You'll get 10% off the total price.
Great. I'll pay by credit card.
10번 대화를 듣고 포레스트 워크에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you reading?
It's a brochure about the forest walk in Elbert Mountain.
Is it like a guided walking tour?
Exactly. A guide explains old trees and plants in the forest while walking. Its purpose is to make people feel more connected to nature.
Sounds interesting. When is it?
Every Saturday, the tour starts at 9 a.m. and lasts for 2 hours.
It'll be wonderful to start a Saturday morning by walking. How much do we have to pay?
It's $5 per person, and the money will be used to plant more trees.
Okay, let's do it this Saturday. How do we register?
We have to do it through the website by Wednesday.
Is there a limit on the number of participants?
Yeah, it says it's up to 20 people per tour.
Let's hurry then.
11번 랭포드 나이트 마켓에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm Jessica Norton, manager of Langford Park. We're happy to announce that the Langford Night Market is coming back. Starting from September 1st, for 5 nights, you can enjoy the event where food trucks and booths will be set up. This year's theme is the Global Food Festival. You can try food from all over the world. Live music performances will be held every night, creating a festive atmosphere. There is also a special zone for kids where they can have fun playing with toys. The whole family can enjoy this fun festival. If it rains, the market will be canceled. We hope you enjoy our upcoming event. Thank you.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 주문할 컴퓨터 의자를 고르시오.
Ellen, I think we need a new computer chair. Ours is so old.
I think so too. Let's find one online. Look, the top 5 selling models are here.
Okay, which prices look reasonable? I think spending more than $100 for a chair is too much.
I agree. What about materials? I prefer a fabric chair because leather gets scratch marks more easily.
You're right. The fabric also matches our other furniture.
Yeah. Do you want a chair whose height is changeable or fixed?
The changeable one looks more convenient. I'm quite taller than you, so we need to change the chair's height.
Okay. Do you think a headrest is necessary?
Definitely. It supports your head and neck.
Then we've only got one option left. I'll order it now.
Perfect.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, it's me, Sarah. I just arrived for the computer programming certification test.
Good. You got there early. Are you ready for the test?
No, I've got a big problem.
A problem? What is it?
I just realized that I didn't bring my identification.
Oh, do you want me to bring your student ID now?
That's not possible. I lost my student ID last month at school.
Oh no. Did you ask the test administration about what to do?
They said I can take the test with my passport instead. It must be somewhere in my room.
Really? Do you remember where you put it?
Oh, I remember. I put it in my desk drawer.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Alice. Is everything okay?
Not really, Dr. Johnson. You know my son, Ben?
Sure. I saw him at family counseling before.
I'm worried about him these days. He wakes up in the middle of the night and won't stop crying.
He must be under stress. Tell me more.
He's really mean to his baby brother and always causes trouble.
Did it happen to begin after your second child was born?
I think so. Is Ben stressed because of his little brother?
It's possible. I'm sure you've been busy taking care of the baby, and it probably makes Ben feel less special.
Right. I don't play with Ben as much as I used to. That might be the reason why he behaves like that.
Yes, it's natural for him to feel that way. Now, you know what Ben needs.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 마이크가 에이미에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mike is the leader of a book club and Amy is one of its members. The club members are supposed to read a section of the selected book before each meeting and have discussions on certain issues. However, Amy has been annoying the other members lately by not reading the books before the meetings. The group members complained to Mike about how hard it is to have a discussion about a book when Amy doesn't read it. Mike understands their complaints and wants to encourage Amy to take the club more seriously. Mike wants to tell Amy that she needs to make more of a commitment to reading books. In this situation, what would Mike most likely say to Amy?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, students. In today's class, we'll learn about some innovative robot designs. Recently, robots have taken inspiration from the natural world. Let's look at the first picture. Notice the snake bot has no legs, like a snake. It's able to move on almost any type of surface, just like a snake. Does this second robot resemble anything familiar? That's right. The engineers who designed this robot copied the complex movements of bat wings when designing this bat-like robot, BatBot. It can dive like a real bat and is easier to operate thanks to its soft and flexible wings. Now, this third robot shape may not look familiar, but surely its actions will. This robot is called the Bionic Ant, and it was programmed to behave in a cooperative way, similar to an ant. I'm sure you'll enjoy this last robot called Biscuit, the robot dog. As you can easily see, it was inspired by a dog. This robot is friendly and responds to your voice commands. Now, let's share our thoughts about these robots.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. In today's class, we'll learn about some innovative robot designs. Recently, robots have taken inspiration from the natural world. Let's look at the first picture. Notice the snake bot has no legs, like a snake. It's able to move on almost any type of surface, just like a snake. Does this second robot resemble anything familiar? That's right. The engineers who designed this robot copied the complex movements of bat wings when designing this bat-like robot, BatBot. It can dive like a real bat and is easier to operate thanks to its soft and flexible wings. Now, this third robot shape may not look familiar, but surely its actions will. This robot is called the Bionic Ant, and it was programmed to behave in a cooperative way, similar to an ant. I'm sure you'll enjoy this last robot called Biscuit, the robot dog. As you can easily see, it was inspired by a dog. This robot is friendly and responds to your voice commands. Now, let's share our thoughts about these robots.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.